We've all heard of the polar vortex, but are we using that term correctly? Sarah Schultz is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in White Lake. Exactly what is the polar vortex?
Well, the polar vortex is actually, it's always been there, but it's just a persistent large-scale upper-level cyclone that's near the poles. And what happens is that a pieces of it will break off, and that's where we get the cold from.
Yeah, in fact, I remember hearing it described like a river blowing its bank. So instead of the normal river path, suddenly it's careening down in places where we wouldn't normally see it.
Yep.
What is it not?
It is, again, like I said, not something new. It's always been there. So it's, it's just something that kind of came around, of course, last winter, like you said. And it's not something that exists at the Earth's surface. You know, it's not going to come chasing after you or anything like that, and you can't see it.
Why was the polar vortex so much a part of the narrative of that unforgettable winter of 2013-2014? What was going on?
I think the main reason was we were just so cold. I mean, we broke tons of records last year. You know, we were not only cold, but we were also very snowy, too. I mean, that's just the way the upper air pattern set up, you know, the jet stream and stuff. Dive south, and then, you know, those pieces of the polar vortex were able to break off and then influence our area, and then we got the shots of cold air followed by, you know, the snow, too.
So, Sarah, do you hear people in everyday life now misusing that term polar vortex because we heard it so much last winter?
Yes. And it is, you know, kind of a fun term to say, polar vortex. But, you know, again, it's not dangerous to humans or anything. It's always been there. It's always there, you know.
And now here comes a question that I'm sure that you're getting a lot, either at work or in your everyday life. Are we going to become intimately familiar with that polar vortex this winter, do you think?
Me personally, I hope not. I would settle for, you know, milder and calmer winter this time around. You know, we have gotten a few cold spells already. And some snow, but now actually the next week or two, we're looking to stay right around normal for temperatures, which will be nice, you know, if we can get actually a little bit above normal, too.
But when you think about the fact that, the Upper Peninsula and west side of Michigan got so hammered with snow, and heaven knows, we're all glad we don't live in Buffalo. And we're seeing the lakes starting to freeze up earlier. What do these signs tell you about what we might see going through the winter?
You know, you can't just look at one particular thing that'll influence winter. It's many, many things all combined. You know, if things line up right, you know, we could get another, active winter. As far as our office is saying, we're looking at a right around normal snowfall this winter with temperatures slightly below normal. But we'll see what happens.
Well, certainly anyone who tries to forecast weather in Michigan deserves to have some slack cut because you just never know, do you?
Yep. It's extremely challenging, but, you know, we all love our jobs, and that's what we love to do, and, you know, we do our best that we can.
Sarah Schultz, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. She's located in White Lake in southeast Michigan. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.